WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like your chest tightens up just walking into a crowded room? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and suddenly the entire world feels like it's closing in. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into anxiety attacks, specifically those sneaky ones that seem to pop up right when you're out and about, trying to navigate public spaces. Let's be real, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, especially with all the demands and expectations swirling around us. But panic attacks in public? There's a next level stressful. But don't worry, we're not here to dwell on the doom and gloom. We're going to equip you with practical tools and strategies to understand those anxious feelings, manage them effectively, and reclaim your calm no matter where you find yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those anxiety-inducing moments. 1. Recognize the signs. First things first, understanding what an anxiety attack feels like is crucial. We're talking physical symptoms like a pounding heart, shortness of breath, dizziness, even nausea. And don't forget the mental roller coaster racing thoughts. Fear, a sense of impending doom. Recognizing these early warning signs can be a superpower to take control before things escalate. 2. Breathe, just breathe. This might sound cliche, but deep, focused breathing is your secret weapon against anxiety. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. When you feel those anxiety symptoms creeping in, slow down your breath, inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, focusing solely on your breath. It's amazing how quickly this can shift your state of mind. 3. Ground yourself in the moment. When anxiety hits, our minds tend to spiral into what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. To combat that, practice grounding techniques, activities that connect you to the present moment. Feel the texture of a surface beneath your hand, notice the sounds around you, or focus on a specific object. This helps pull you back from those anxious thought loops. Thaw. Find your safe space. Everyone has a place where they feel calm and secure. Maybe it's a quiet corner in a park, a cozy cafe, or even just your car. Identify yours, and when anxiety strikes, mentally transport yourself there. Visualize that space, feel its calming energy, and allow yourself to unwind. 5. Practice self-compassion. Anxiety can be tough on us emotionally. Remember to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. It's okay to feel anxious sometimes. It's a normal human experience. Don't judge yourself harshly for those moments. Instead, acknowledge them, practice self-care, and know that you're not alone in this journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a bustling restaurant, enjoying dinner with friends. Suddenly, your heart starts racing, your palms feel clammy, and the room feels suffocating. You might start hyperventilating, feeling like everyone is staring at you. This, my friends, is an anxiety attack in public, and it can be incredibly scary. But here's the good news. Using those tools we just talked about can make a world of difference. Take deep breaths, focus on the sound of your friends' voices, or find a quiet corner to regroup. Remember, this feeling will pass. And once you've calmed down, remind yourself that everyone experiences anxiety sometimes. It doesn't define you. So remember, understanding and managing anxiety attacks in public isn't about eliminating them completely, because let's be real, life is messy. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate those moments with grace and resilience. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences, tips, or even just a quick hell yeah in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and understanding around managing anxiety together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily dose of calm, control, and courage, because life is too short to let anxiety win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.